These are tough times for small business owners. Even before COVID-19 hit, independent booksellers were struggling to match Amazon's prices. Amazon has doubled profits during the pandemic and added thousands of jobs. Kalima D'Souza is an indie bookstore owner who seems undaunted by big challenges. She opened Café Con Libros in Brooklyn, New York in 2017, when odds were already against small bookstores. She also had a full-time job in social work, and she was pregnant. She launched the business, though, just the same.
There's many different reasons. I came to this from a particular point of, I think it is really important that women, if you are ever in a position to do so, pursue your dreams and pursue it with every inch of who you are. So many of us work and we don't love the work that we do. I happen to love being a social worker. I happen to love being part of the Silberman School of Social Work community. However, I'm lucky to be able to do that. I have a lot of friends who are working because they need to pay bills, not because they love what they do. And so what I always say, you build your life and then you build your career around your life. You don't build a career and then build your life around that career. And for me, the bookstore represents me pursuing a dream that is not my source of income, is my source of joy.
So how hard have you been hit by the pandemic?
It was really tough in the beginning. We could have stayed open because we're a cafe and we sell food and coffee, but we decided not to because we were very, very sensitive about what it could do to our community. And out of community accountability, we closed. So that meant that a lot of my money from my full-time job was being channeled into the business to keep it afloat. So it was very, very tough. But I'll tell you this, it also really toughened me up in terms of forcing me to pivot in very strategic and intentional ways to meet the needs and demands of the community. And I also had to help them to really understand what it meant for them to invest their money into us. When they buy from us, it's an investment.
So how did you pivot? What did you do?
We started to sell coffee online. They can buy a whole bag of coffee online and we would have it shipped directly to their homes. We upped the ante on our subscription. We have a subscription service that's $20 a month and we mail the book directly to their homes. So, and that's the cheapest we can go. We barely make any money off of that. But what we were betting on is if we had volume, even if we made $1 or $2, if we had volume of people, we would make some money and we would keep it at a reasonable price. So it's $20 for a book being mailed directly to your home. That's great. If you ask me,
how's it worked out?
It worked out wonderfully in the beginning. We started in January and in March we had about 200 folks. And then by June we had 600 folks. And it's tapering off because now the folks who were not initially hit by COVID unemployment are now being hit. So people are losing their jobs. They are saying that they can no longer afford it and are sort of unsubscribing. However, when we were at the height of things, we had about 600 people on our subscription service.
You sound like kind of a never say die person. Do you think you're going to pull through this?
Absolutely. I think, absolutely. I want to say this, Lisa, and I think this is maybe something that I'm not sure if you want to cover, but during the summer when George Floyd and Breonna Taylor at the height of the Black Lives Matter movement, a lot of Black owned bookstores received tremendous support. And it was bittersweet. It has been bittersweet for all of us. We hate the fact that our bookstores are now thriving. Some of us are thriving because of Breonna Taylor and because of George Floyd. That another Black body had to be laid to rest so that folks can wake up. And one of the things that happened was this whole movement for buy from Black-owned bookstores. And so the money that we made from that, we are reinvesting in finding ways to reinvest in our community, but also putting that away for what seems to be another resurgence of COVID-19, specifically in New York. And our zip code may be one of the zip codes that gets shut down. So if that happens, and God is forbid that it happens, that we have a little bit of money to get us over the hump. And I also have my full-time job. So I'm prepared to fight. And no, I don't give up. I spent my formative years in the United States Army, and we don't give up.
Really nice to talk to you. Thank you so much, and we wish you best of luck. Kalima D'Souza, owner of Café Con Libros, a feminist bookstore in Brooklyn, New York.
Wait, I do want to say this one thing. One of the things that I really want to stress to folks is that shopping from indie bookstores is not a one-time thing. It's not in response to this campaign. What we're asking for is that people be committed to the independent bookstores and that they become part of the life and blood of those bookstores, subscribe to their emails, read their blogs, go on social media, be part of the community. Because when you are really committed to the actual bookstore and not just to responding or reacting to a campaign, then being able to survive hardship becomes much easier. Quick responses or reactions are just in the moment, and that's not long-term sustainability.
Thank you, Kalima.
Thank you.